Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals, batting in the leadoff spot, the left fielder, Steve Braun. Batting second, the third baseman, George Brett. Batting third, the center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting fourth, the catcher, Darryl Porter. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Pete Lockhock. Batting sixth, the DH, Clint Hurdle. Batting seventh, the right fielder, Tom Paquette. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Freddie Potek. Batting ninth, the second baseman, UL Washington. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Paul Splitorf. For the Chicago White Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Alan Bannister. Batting second, the right fielder, Claudel Washington. Batting third, the center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Lamar Johnson. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Junior Moore. Batting sixth, the DH, Wayne Nordhagen. Batting seventh, the catcher, Bill Naorodny. Batting eighth, the third baseman, Greg Pryor. Batting ninth, the shortstop, Don Kessinger. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Francisco Barrios. And now, play ball. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis takes first base on ball four. Braun moves to second. Darryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter takes first base on ball four. Braun moves to third. Otis moves to second. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bannister fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, White Sox. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette hits a ball on the ground towards first. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first, with Barrios covering, for the out. Two outs. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek takes first base on ball four. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Potek. The throw from Naorodny and he is out, Bannister applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. the White Sox will come to bat. Junior Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Nairodny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nairodny hits a pop-up towards short. Potek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Braun takes first base on ball 4. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-1 in the game. Brett hits a fly ball into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pryor fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0-for-1 in the game. Bannister hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Washington hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bannister moves to second. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter fires to first and picks off Washington. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Porter hits a line drive towards first. Johnson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 0-for-1 in the game. Lockhock hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 0-for-1 in the game. Hurdle hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lockhock moves to third. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 0-for-1 in the game. Paquette hits a line drive into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lockhock tags and scores. Two outs. It's Royals, 1, White Sox, 1. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Potek hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-1 in the game. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Junior Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-1 in the game. Moore hits a fly ball into right field. Paquette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 1, and the White Sox 1. The Royals will come to bat. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-1 in the game. Washington hits a fly ball into left field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Braun hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-2 in the game. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first, with Barrios covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen is 0-for-1 in the game. Nordhagen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Splitorf fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Naorodny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Naorodny is 0-for-1 in the game. Naorodny takes first base on ball 4. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Pryor hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Naorodny moves to second. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-1 in the game. Kessinger hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bannister strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 1, and the White Sox 1. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Porter hits a pop-up towards third. Pryor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lockhock hits a fly ball into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Washington hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Paquette who is chasing the ball. Washington reaches third base with a triple. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-2 in the game. Lemon takes first base on ball 4. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Washington tags and scores. One out. It's 2-1, White Sox. Junior Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lemon. The throw from Porter and he is out, Washington applying the tag. Two outs. Junior Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 2 in the game. Moore hits a line drive towards the mound. Splittorf reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hurdle hits a fly ball into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Paquette hits a ball on the ground towards first. Johnson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Paquette for the out. Two outs. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Patek hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen is 0 for 2 in the game. Nordhagen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Nairodny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nairodny is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Nairodny hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Pryor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 2 in the game. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Splittorf fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Mike Squires now playing first base. Rusty Torres now playing left field. Jamie Quirk pinch hits for UL Washington. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Willie Wilson pinch runs for Jamie Quirk. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Braun hits a line drive into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Trout now pitching. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wilson. The throw from Nairodny and he is safe. Wilson steals second. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 3 in the game. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pryor fields it and throws to first for the out. Wilson moves to third. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Otis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wilson scores. It's Royals, 2, White Sox, 2. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Otis. The throw from Nairodny and he is safe. Otis steals second. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Porter takes first base on ball 4. John Way then pinch hits for Pete Lockhock. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. John Way then now playing first base. Willie Wilson now playing left field. Jerry Terrell now playing second base. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bannister hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a home run. He's got one RBI. Washington hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Lemon takes first base on ball 4. Washington moves to second. Al Raboski now pitching. Eric Soderholm pinch hits for Mike Squires. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Washington scores. Lemon moves to third. It's 3-2, White Sox. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lemon scores. Soderholm moves to third. It's 4-2, White Sox. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen is 0-for-3 in the game. Nordhagen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Soderholm scores. Torres moves to second. It's 5-2, White Sox. Rennie Martin now pitching. Bill Nairodny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nairodny is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Nairodny hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. Pryor hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Martin fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Eric Soderholm now playing third base. Greg Pryor now playing shortstop. Don Kessinger now playing first base. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hurdle hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Josie Depp pinch hits for Tom Paquette. Josie Depp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zdeb hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pryor fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Freddy Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Patek hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kessinger scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Patek for the out. Zdeb moves to second. Two outs. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trout fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and Kansas City Royals, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.